Findlay Hancock County Community Foundation would like to have a conversation. I want to talk. It's another round of community conversations, and CEO Brian Treese with us this morning from the Findlay Hancock County Community Foundation. This was actually something that you were going to do a couple of years ago, another round of community. The first ones were done, what, back in 2017, I think, something like
that? In 2017, and our goal initially was to do them every 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
So March of 2020, we were organized.
What happened in the March of 2020?
We were ready and made the call
about
2 weeks before they were supposed to start that.
Yeah.
Given all of the unknowns at that point, we needed to postpone it.
Mm-hmm.
And we kept postponing until we had a little more clarity. And I think we're at the place right now.
Finally,
we're ready.
Finally,
2 years later.
So let's step back a little bit. In the original community conversations back in 2017, what did you get out of that?
So the interesting part for us in 2017 is we heard from over 1,000 people in Hancock County. And no matter who we talked to, and we were very intentional to talk to as many different people as possible,
mm-hmm.
people who live in Findlay, who live in the county, people who are younger, people who are older. And what we found was everybody was talking about the same priorities. The same things mattered to everybody in our community. And those things were, no surprise, housing, mental health and harmful substance use, safety, transportation, workforce, and having financial stability.
Mm-hmm.
And so we found that those were the priorities from everybody that we talked to.
Now, how much of that was what you expected? How much of it was maybe a surprise beyond what you expected? You look at it and say, oh, that's interesting.
So I don't think the priorities were a surprise to anybody,
mm-hmm.
but the consensus around the priorities was a surprise.
Mm.
And that was the exciting thing for us, because that then gave us the opportunity to make funding decisions based on that. And so since that original 2017, over $5.7 million from the foundation has been invested in those things that our community told us matter most.
And that's really the point we want to get to, is that, okay, it's great to have these conversations, sit down, and it's interesting, but what do you do with that data? And you actually turn that into actionable items.
Right, that's how one of the factors we use to make the decisions, mm-hmm. on grants to distribute. So when we think about, we often hear, and some of us may have been guilty of saying, oh, my voice doesn't matter. You know,
right.
Why should I participate? Because mm-hmm. there are so many opportunities to have your voice heard. It's so important, because this results in actionable items from us, spending from us, grant making from us, that can make a difference for you, your friends, and neighbors.